Overkill by Honeybee the Humanist, aka me. Look out for my next album, The Dark Pages, whenever I release it. First album, Truth Beholden, is out now on YouTube and iTunes, so look it up. I think you'll like it. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Beatrice Harris, aka Miss Honeybee, Miss Bee, and as I said before, the artist Honeybee the Humanist. Today we're going to talk about more democracy and the fallacy that lies within. The main concepts of democracy is not widely talked about. Are the concepts that were more warning than guidance. Unfortunately, we must see it for what it has become. This fallacy being demonstrated as power of the people, unfortunately, must be ended. For in many forms, the concept of democracy was never meant to last. The collapse of economic democracy is underway, the participatory democracy is severely flawed, the constitutional democracy is non-existent. So where is the power of the people, really? The rush to have a blue wave has led to the drowning of your civil, human, and constitutional rights in less than a year. The very term freedom is no more than wild dreams of autonomy. The rich are gearing up for the fatal blow to the people's economy. I still wonder, how could people like that live with themselves? It's weird to a gal like me. It's heartbreaking to people who know this is wrong. But the big shits that run this forsaken world are immune to the trials and tribulations resulting from the COVID pandemic. Yes, I said it. Because unfortunately, based on the evidence herein, that's what it was. And that's what it is. How do you state a medical emergency and do little to nothing for the possible economic crisis that's taking place right now? People are facing ultimate destitution because this administration is doing the bidding for the Great Reset, or also known as Agenda 21-2030. If there's a need for overall financial assistance, then on top of that, why would you allow the prices of rent, food, basic needs such as medicine essentials, and energy rates to skyrocket? If they are for the people, as they say, then why are they more interested in pushing these unconstitutional mandates? The result is what you're seeing here right now. Now, besides that horrible concept of what has happened, let's do a little history with democracy. Where it started, how it affected the people, and why it's a dangerous concept or type of government that has been around for a long time. Now, we did some analysis on the episode called Mockingbirds, and we made some leeway on that. But there's so much more. According to a very popular novelist, essayist, George Orwell, the person who wrote the book 1984, in a selected essay called Politics in the English Language, he wrote that in the case of a word like democracy, not only there is no agreed definition, but the attempt to make one is resisted from all sides. The defenders of any kind of regime claim that it's a democracy and fear that they might have to stop using the word if it were only tied down to one meaning. Let's continue. John Adams wrote a letter to John Taylor on the subject of democracy on April 15, 1814, and he stated, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There was never a democracy yet that did not commit suicide." This letter of warning gave rise to a republic, which is just democracy one step removed. Basically, this form of government protects people from their own passions, which that alone is flawed. Now, a very popular person by the name of Winston Churchill had something to say about democracy as well. He stated that no one pretends that democracy is perfect or all-wise. Indeed, it has been said that democracy is the worst form of government except all other forms that have been tried from time to time. Unfortunately, the harshest lesson is there are more than many ways to destroy freedom and liberties. There are many strategies to kill the power of the people, and it seems, upon experience and analysis, that democracy is the shotgun to the heart of freedom and liberty. We now have a terminally ill society, racked with propaganda and brainwashing, and it's only going to get worse. One of the concepts of Agenda 21 is to control and filter information. If you have something like that happening, then how will you know a truth from a lie and a lie that hides the truth? It is up to us as people to question and derail this inhumane, savage, soulless agenda. We need to do it for the future generations ahead, and also for the people that are living right now. For so many are already suffering for the sake of sustainability, but not our sustainability, theirs. So when you go to bed at night, at the end of the day, please think about who you're really representing. Until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.